How you doing?
No, but the AccuWeather says it's 83 degrees at Inman. Well, I'm in Greer and it says 88.
Weather station is out in the sun, of course, on a pole. It says 86 degrees, 51% Fahrenheit. It feels like 90.
With this humidity, I guarantee it feels pretty warm. Not exactly. I'm going to go out and give it a shot this evening after it cools off a little bit.
Well, I just got me about. Down in the basement, it isn't outside. We went out around 1 o'clock or just a little after, working in the garden, and Bernice had to go down to DMV and got that done. And it just got too hot after 1 o'clock, and so we headed for the roundhouse.
Blame you. Matter of fact, I'm headed back towards the house right now myself, but I've got 10 roses to put out, and I've already told my wife I'm not riding no post hole digger today. I'll spend a little bit of time in the cool early in the morning putting my hole auger power attachment on the back of a John Deere, and I'll do it that way, but it ain't gonna happen tonight. That's a nice little rain we got last night, wasn't it?
Come fairly late, about 11 here, and it just poured straight down, no wind, and then it stopped, and then it poured straight down again out of a cell that was just right over us, but I mean, it was coming down hard, but total, it was only 4,100s, and I checked it against the weather station, against the one out in the front yard, and the one out in the front yard had a half inch, so that's pretty close.
All drink, but you know what? Every little bit counts when you're in a little bit of a mini drought, and it's starting to come up a little dry, ain't it?
Marie said, out digging in the flower garden, it's really hard in it, but it has been. Wasn't this morning, but it's been very, very hard, and we was going to water today if it didn't rain last night. Yeah, I guess there's some projected rain. Oh, I forget, maybe Sunday on. The chances aren't really high, but I haven't looked in a little while and I didn't hear the noon forecast.
KJ4WZ Mobile. Afternoon to y'all. Just jumping in here, I don't know who all's in here. I heard Tom in there and the other gentleman, I don't know your call sign, but mine is Kilo Juliet 4 Whiskey Zulu Mike KJ4WZM. Name is Daniel. I am net control tonight.
Steve on this end, KN4BWA.
Noon, Daniel. Nice to hear you again. Steve, I met Daniel down to the Willis's market yesterday when I was getting that alcohol-free gasoline for my lawnmowers. they should call it gold. Anyways, $3.39 a gallon. That's disgusting. But at any rate, Daniel, go ahead. What you up to today?
Probably I'm going to go fix somebody's car, see if there's anything else wrong with it before they go back to driving it again, because I haven't been driving it for a while. And then I'm going to go home and completely destroy my vehicle. Remove the entire front suspension out from underneath it and replace it.
What else have you got on your vehicle? And what is it?
New Ford Explorer with 421,000 miles.
The I-beam suspension and kingpins and bushings and all that? Well, have fun with that, bud. What's all the parts costing you?
$100 for everything.
Well, I've got an 85 model that's, you know, that I-beam suspension. You know, the two long arms that go back to a place on the frame. And I need those bushings replaced at the end of the I-beams. I wonder what that would cost me.
These aren't very expensive. I need to do mine and themselves aren't very expensive, but it's a good bit of work. I'm about to know exactly how much work that is. Right. Then I'll let you know after I've done this project if I want to do it.
Well, let me know. I'm on QRZ. I'm KN4VWA. You can get a hold of me. And let me know what you run into. Or if you just hear me on the radio. Hit me on the radio, bud. Well, Tom, what else is going on besides hunkering down in the air conditioning?
Well, I know, I was just sitting here watching an old YE50 and getting ready to change that to a good Western here, I think. Something more intelligent. Not a whole lot going on, Steve. Well, Daniel, I'll have to say, Steve's got a lift, too, in his garage. I haven't seen it, because he's never invited me up there, I guess. And I haven't been up there, put it that way. And Steve and Daniel would be a good one to get acquainted with if he's giving out any free samples. I'll let him tell you that. Go ahead, Daniel.
I work for Green Cove Beverage Company. I run around all day delivering beer.
My goodness. Yeah, I used to know a couple of managers over there at Green Cove. That was a long time ago.
Believe it or not.
This old boy ran a route for many years, probably 25 years, and then he moved up to a route supervisor, and his back just finally gave out on him.
You don't know Brian Rhodes or a Wayne Pittman, do you?
I remember that name, but I didn't know him directly. But I knew the other boy, and I believe he used to hang around with this guy.
Hey, give me 1 second. I gotta go pick this person up and take them to their vehicle. Give me 1 second. Yeah, I'll be back.
I remember years ago I had to have the kingpins and bushings changed out on my 1953 Chevrolet 3100 pickup truck.
And 4DJC.
Jump in there, Jerry.
So do you have time this afternoon? I got to head to Malden here. Well, I've got to head to Greenville, then Malden. In about 15 minutes, hope you guys have a nice afternoon. Feel like it's going to be kind of toasty today.
Toasty. It's just going to be downright hot.
I'm retired, Jerry, so I ain't going out in it. We already been out and come back and did some garden work. Over.
That's pretty industrious of you two. Of course, you do that sort of thing. I was up a little while this morning. It wasn't too bad, about 11 o'clock, but it's going to be intolerable about 5 or 6 this evening. Can't go pick up the grandkids, and today's their last day of school for the summer. They got out a little early in there with the church after school thing, and they're getting a little... I'm going to pick them up about 3 or so. They get a little, I think that most everybody starts leaving about that time on the last day. So we're going to pick them up and keep an eye on them for a couple hours until the parents get them. I better run downstairs and make sure Lynn's got everything lined up and get it loaded in the car and get going here in a little bit. You guys have a good afternoon. I'm going to keep my hand here with me. I might be able to holler at you later on or not. Maybe so. You guys have a good one. If I don't talk to you again until later on, N4DJC clear after you.
Yeah, you still there, Tom?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm just waiting on you, Steve. 73's Jerry. Have a nice day. One of these days, I gotta go to a graduation ceremony up in West Bloomfield, Michigan. That sucks.
Number 5.
Looking at any of them driving road trips anymore, Steve. I just am not up to it, so it's gonna be riding in the friendly skies up there.
Mask, wear you some rubber gloves, take plenty of them with you, and buy you a gallon of hand sanitizer.
I've been vaccinated, but I will wear a mask because they require it. And they're pretty good about sanitizing them now. And I agree with you 100%, Steve. I don't like it. Well, I don't want to go there with my weather station flying off the thing here. I was trying to clean off this dust here off of this thing at my weather station sits on. I forgot I had it tilted forward with some extra screws and about wound up in my lap. Yeah, it's just an hour and 45 minutes, something like that. But again, I'm against it. I don't think it's worth the risk. I don't want to go, but Bernice does and the kids want us to, so what can you say?
West Bloomfield, what?
Detroit, it's within a few miles.
Definitely an area I'd be extra cautious.
Dawn morning. I usually argue with you, Steve, but there's no argument to that. Everything you say is absolutely 100% true. It's a hot spot, and I don't like it, but yeah. And, they're going to take us to a casino. Well, that's another good spot. well, you know, as old as I am, I shouldn't even care anymore.
Extra good N95 face masks and gallons of hand sanitizer.
All of that, and I don't have any N95s, but Bernice makes a mask. And, I think it's good down to about, 3, 4, 5, 6 microns. It's got a filter inside of the mask. And we went to Harrah's Casino, about a month ago, I guess, and did all right. And, you know, like every other machine was blocked off. But, you know, when they're opening all these things up, it might not be that way up there.
Clorox handy wipes?
If it's like it used to be, I doubt if you can even find them.
No, sir. Go to Costco. Costco has got a different brand, but it's three packages of them in one bundle, and you can get them. I tell you, I'd flat jump on them, and I'd take them with me.
Well, having been fully vaccinated, Steve, we're not as at risk as some people I know that are not.
What is that? 92% for the best shot there is, the Moderna? And even at that leaves you 8, almost 10%. That's 1 out of 10. It's still going to get it. I'm not taking that risk.
The shot, Steve. Our grandkids just took it. Our kids have all taken it. Nobody had a bit of problem with it. And we did take the Pfizer vaccine, however. And I think it's 95%, but I'm not positive. And in children, the from the 12 and up, Moderna's 100%. And I think Pfizer's dang near that much. Moderna's applied for that age group now. I don't know if they've been authorized or not. I'm just thankful that Amy decided to get the grandkids their shot. And it's a good thing if you've read up on that RNA type stuff. And I'm no doctor, but my nephew got it, and his family got it. And he's a medical scientist and did heart work all of his life. And he's not scared of it. I ain't either. And he's a dang sight younger.
Remember, I told you, every time I took any kind of flu shot, I wound up flat on my back for a week, and I just quit taking their flu shots. And this is based on the same technology. And I'm going to tell you something. I took care of my wife for 3 days. She was flat on her back for 3 days with the Moderna. So it just depends on whether you react to that stuff or not. And I do.
Well, Case, there's no arguing with that. And the women, I've read, and I haven't read on this stuff in quite a while, were more susceptible to it, and especially because of the hormones. Now, the flu shot is not the same technology. It's not RNA, Steve. It's a live virus, and they kill the virus before they put it into the vaccine, and you can't get the flu from the flu virus. I'm not saying it can't make you sick. I suppose it can. You're the one with the experience. But that's not to say that this Pfizer would bother you. But you got to weigh those risks and make those decisions, of course. Let's send 0TR.
It's the suspension agent that they use. All that stuff is suspended in a, shall we say, a dilution, for lack of a better term. And I believe it's the suspension agent that makes me sick. So, and that's the same thing across the board.
It does, and you know that. And so it's obviously not worth the risk in your case. But I've never had a problem with it. Police never had a problem with it. I had a little bit of a sore arm, but it was because of the idiot that gave it to me. And one of them was just fine, and the other one was obviously a student and didn't know what she was doing. And the same with Bernice. She gave Bernice hers, but they got it in there, and we just had a little bit of a sore arm. But nothing severe. I think the worst shot I've ever taken in recent years is a dang tetanus shot. And that sucker hurts.
Altogether different type of situation. And you know what? That didn't bother me one bit.
Didn't bother me, but it gave me a sore arm for sure. But, heck, the flu shots. Bernice used to get a swollen arm from the flu shots up until recent years. Every time. And she never got any fever or anything like that. But since they went to kill the vaccine, it's never been a problem. But every individual is just that. They're an individual, Steve. So it's just one of those things. While the old grass is going to grow fast now, isn't it? And we're going to need to mow quickly. Bernice has got some of the most beautiful flowers this year that we've ever had. The rose she brought down that I bought her, oh gosh, probably 15 years ago, had so many of those beautiful blossoms on it this year. Now that she's got flowers all over the place. I doubt they last long in this heat, but it's her thing. I'm not getting out there in the heat and messing with them. I take care of the chickens.
My wife says if it's mechanical, have at it. But if it is botanical, biological, she says, yeah, you just step back. I'll handle it. I'm telling you, you know how people say they got the green thumb, they can grow roses on concrete? Well, buddy boy, let me tell you what, I got the black thumb. I can kill kudzu.
Uniform 2 Tango Mobile.
Speaking of that, I think this guy can probably kill kudzu just looking at it. Oh, hi, Rusty.
It's your job, Tom. You know, I thought that was your job. You know, that's how you keep it down over there at your house. And hello, Steve. Good afternoon to both of you. Go ahead, Tom.
Yeah, if I could, I'd be a millionaire. I'll tell you that. I'd be out there. I never seen that stuff till we moved down here, Rusty. It's bad news. Well, the kids just put in an orchard last weekend, Steve, up in Wisconsin. They drive over. It's where my son-in-law's mom lives over there, and they're gonna live there when they retire, and because Molly's gonna leave the farm to them, and they planted a big orchard there, apples and cherries and even peaches. I think peaches that grow up in Michigan or Wisconsin, but they had a bobcat. It's got a great big old artery on the front of it. It looks like an anteater. And that's how they planted a big orchard. I think they planted about 15 different trees. I bet that cost a bit. Go ahead, Steve.
That same hole auger, only it goes on the back of my John Deere, does the same thing. It'll drill down an 18-inch hole in the hardest soil, just about as, you know, I tell you what, I can go down 2 feet in way under 30 seconds. That thing is something else. But getting it mounted on the back of that John Deere is an ordeal in itself, so she's just going to have to wait on me. Well, guess what I'm trying to get put up on my tower, Tom?
Don't know. I was going to ask you how you had your windsock mounted. I've always wanted one of those, so after you told me you got one there from Amazon, I got it. I'm passing over to Rusty. We don't want to miss him, then you send it back to Steve, Rusty.
And I'm not going to guess what you got put on your tower unless it's going to be your windsock that Tom just mentioned. Anyway, I could use that auger down here at my house for a couple of days, and I got to put some fence post. I want to put some a gate up across part of my driveway, and I want to put a pole up out in my yard too. But that's another story. Anyway, I'm just making my way back. I went out and got a little bit of lunch because I didn't feel like cooking at home and didn't have what I wanted to cook, so I'll be able to do that tomorrow. But went to the grocery store and picked up the items I needed. Now I'm on the way back to the house, and I'm going to stop at my favorite little farmer's market-like thing over here on the way back and see if they've got any blackberries in yet. That's always nice. W2T Mobile. Go ahead, Steve.
What I did was I went down to the hardware store, and $14 I picked myself up a 8-foot grounding rod. I put it down in the ground about 18 inches, and I put with tie wraps that little windsock up at the top, tie wrapped it up there, and it's just working perfect. And the antenna that I'm going to throw up on the top of my tower is a Mosley TA-33M. And I've got the 40-meter conversion kit for it in addition.
Congratulations. I had one of them for many years up in Kansas. I'll show you a picture of it. It was a TA-33, and it was the big one. My buddy had a junior, my blind friend, stepped on a landmine in Vietnam. Eldon had the junior, and he had that 40-meter add-on, and it's a pain in the gluteus maximus. So be prepared for that if it's anything like his. Mosley makes a wonderful antenna, Steve. What I did, and I'd highly recommend it, add the 12 and 17-meter rotatable dipole on it. Of course, you got a rotatable dipole if you're going to keep it up there. But the Mosley works great. There's only one criticism I would have for it down here is that if you get icing, don't transmit on it because your standing wave will go sky high. The other thing is ice can take it down. Because it's got loading coils on it. I give mine to my Spanish friend down here, Ed Burnett. I can't think of his name right now, but you know who I'm talking about. We've talked to him on here before. And I was watching the neighbors and lost my train of thought. And he put it up, and he added an 80-meter radial to it somehow. And I know he was going to sell it here a while back, but I give it to him. He can do anything he wants with it. It was a fabulous antenna. Has about 6.9 dB of gain, and it'll outperform that rotatable dipole like black and white, Steve.
Got the 17 and 12 on there, but I don't know if I'm going to put the 17 and 12 on it. I never use it. Do you guys, Rusty, Tom, either one of you, do you do much voice on 17 or 12?
A whole lot of voice on 17 and some on 12. Go ahead, Rusty. For a short time, Steve. Yeah, 17 will probably wind up being your favorite band, Steve. It's awesome.
10, 15, and 20 is a beam on that antenna, and that's kind of what I'm hoping for, is to get some really good performance out of the beam portion of it. The 40 will be a rotatable dipole, but, you know, it can't be any worse than what I got up there. Matter of fact, from what I understand, it, the 40 rotatable dipole on that TA-33 is supposed to be really good.
Understand me, I'm not telling you it's not any good. I'm telling you it's a mechanical nightmare, or at least Eldon's was, unless they've made changes to that. The way it's supported in that, I can't remember specifically, but I put the 12 and 17 on mine, and my tower is where I can lower it down. I tried to get Bob to do that at first, and he didn't listen, and finally somebody told him the same thing I told him, and he did that. But I had mine that way, oh, gosh, since probably in the early 1990s, and I could go out there and I had a winch on it and had a pulley on top of two 4-inch conduits, or three, I guess, and it would lower the tower down, and then I had a support, like a ladder-like thing, and it would set on that as it come near the ground, because the longest radio, I think, was 26 feet 9 inches on that thing, but I sure loved the 12 and 17 dipole on it, and back then it was only $200 extra.
W2T Mobile again.
Again? Golly gracious. Well, listen, you guys, I got to jump out of here for just a minute. I got a little handheld motorized hole auger that's got to get some work done to it, and I got to take it over to get it worked on. So I got to get it loaded. I'll be back in here in a couple minutes. So, Rusty, Tom, y'all carry on.
Talk to you in a little while. Mostly been around here. One thing I'd worry about would be ice and the loading coils, but pray that don't happen. And as I say, don't transmit it on it when it's got ice on it. Now, go ahead, Rusty.
Steve, I probably wouldn't be here when he got back because I won't be long from home. I just stopped to see if they had any blackberries in at my favorite farmer's market. But he says next week or the following week at the latest. They're starting to ripen real good now. So I love fresh blackberries. And this guy usually has some of the best ones I've ever gotten.
TR with W2T. Rusty, I do too. I got a whole package of them here in the fridge and some cherries. And Costco's has had some real beautiful blackberries and so has Sam's lately. And I always pick some up for the grandson. They are delicious. Ours out in the garden, we've got a pretty good sized patch of them out there. And makes enough for me and Bernice anyways. I sprayed those today with 10, or excuse me, 7, 10 with 7. And I use liquid 7 on them. You can harvest them immediately if you want to, but we don't. We usually wait a week. But they look like they're really coming on. And the those June bugs, Japanese beetles, they just hit last night, right, or this morning after the rain. So I got them right at the right time. It just knocks the snot out of them. It really kills them good.
We'll do that 7 or the liquid, either one, so that works good. And I'll tell you what, I've never had a place to put in lot of stuff like that. I might think about that when I get ready to do some more work here in the yard later in the year and see what happens. But I'll have to fight the squirrels for anything I get or anything down here. But anyway, I have arrived back at the house. But like I said, I love blackberries, and this guy gets them in here, and his will be in next. He said his will be in next week. So, hey, he's usually right on what he's talking about, and he's got a lot of other good vegetables over here. So I usually hit him up on a regular basis during the summertime. We'll talk to you later, and I'll be inside, and I'll turn the radio on in there in a few minutes. Catch you in a little bit. N0TR W2T.
Okay, Rusty. Well, just FYI, I got one of those little gray critters yesterday that was about to dine on my beverage antenna, and it was 84 yards. And I thought that was a real Hail Mary shot, because they're pretty small. But I don't have a problem with eating my antennas for very long. I dispatch them and feed them to the coyotes. They love them. See you later, W2T and 0TR 73.